With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden pardoning his son Hunter, reversing his past promises not to do so. White House correspondent Greg Clungston reports.
In the waning weeks of his presidency, Joe Biden used his authority to pardon his son and spare him a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. On several occasions, the president had said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. In a statement, the president said no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, closing arguments underway in the trial of a Marine veteran charged with recklessly choking to death an irate man on a New York subway train. The defense argued that Daniel Penny acted to save other subway riders from threatening behavior. A migrant caravan is set out from southern Mexico heading north, but is unlikely to reach the U.S. border. That's after authorities broke up two other small caravans headed to the U.S. About 1,500 migrants, mostly from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, Colombia, and Honduras. Consumers in the U.S. scouring the internet for online deals as they look to make the most of the post-Thanksgiving shopping marathon on Cyber Monday.
The National Retail Federation coined the term for the Monday after Black Friday in 2005. Even though e-commerce is now part and parcel of many people's regular routine, Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year, thanks to steady discounts and a fair amount of hype. Several major retailers actually started their Cyber Monday promotions over the weekend.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's top court has upheld earlier rulings that favor the granting of subsidized housing benefits and equal inheritance rights to gay couples. The Court of Final Appeals dismissal of the government's appeals ends years-long legal battles between homosexuals and the Hong Kong Housing Authority. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but relentless pressure by LGBT activists in the UN is making inroads. This is SRN News. After Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's time for Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday was created to encourage people to give back and donate to charity after all the days of consumerism that come before it. Philanthropist Gene Shafiroff says giving is far greater a reward than receiving.
The idea of also giving to underserved communities, to animal welfare groups, to people that really need some money helps people.
Bill Sullivan with the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation says besides taking donations, they're also doing an auction for Giving Tuesday.
I would say, between 5 and 8% of their income comes from Giving Tuesday.
Julie Walker, New York.
The Oregon Ducks finished the regular season 12-0 and ranked atop both the AP Top 25 and college football playoff rankings. Now they're headed to the Big Ten title game. They'll face number 3 Penn State. More details at SRNNews.com.